Welcome into the Poetry Tavern, a place to discuss both reading and writing poetry, spotlighting new poems and ideas every week. Hello all, and welcome into this week's episode of the Poetry Tavern. I'm your host, as always, Charlotte, and this week we're talking about sci-fi. As I mentioned last time, this is episode 42, and I couldn't help thinking about the life, universe, the meaning of everything, which, obviously, tipped my brain into sci-fi. So then I was like looking for sci-fi poems, and I found a couple that I was like really happy with. So yeah, let's just talk about those today, and I will get on instead of waffling your ear off again. Okay, so the first poem we're going to talk about today is Sci-Fi by Tracy K. Smith. There will be no edges but curves, clean lines pointing only forward. History, with its hard spine and dog-eared corners, will be replaced with nuance. Just like the dinosaurs gave way to mounds and mounds of ice. Women will still be women, but the distinction will be empty. Sex, having outlived every threat, will gratify only the mind, which is where it will exist. For kicks, we'll dance for ourselves before mirrors studded with golden bulbs. The oldest among us will recognize that glow, but the word sun will have been reassigned to the standard uranium neutralizing device found in households and nursing homes. And yes, we'll live to be much older, thanks to popular consensus. Weightless, unhinged, eons from even our own moon will drift in the haze of space, which will be once and for all scrutable and safe. This poem talks about this sort of imagined sci-fi future, where everything is, like, slightly different. It has these ideas of this is what the future will look like, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands of years from now. It's very much like feels like it's influenced by a lot of sci-fi media, like the idea of women will still be women, but the distinction will be empty. Of like this thing of the gender differences will be like eradicated in the future. This idea of there being no sun anymore, maybe not no sun, but like we're so far away from it that we cannot see it anymore. And that we'll all live, like, under lamps, like lizards. Which I think is, like, a very fun thing to think about, but a scary reality that may come to pass if humanity survives till the explosion of the sun. Just this idea that we'll be much older, thanks to popular consensus. Like, there's this idea that people want to live longer. I just think it's, like, such a fun poem, mostly for its predictions. Of, like, this is what the future will be like based on the TV shows we make ourselves now. Like, if the media we make is anything to say, has anything to say, this is what our future will look like. And it's so interesting to, like, pull all that together in this very fluid way that I think is like, just a fun little poem about sci-fi. The next poem is My Airship by Ryan Tightman. It cuts through the night like a sharp whistle through silence. I have no crew, no destination, no port of call. I'm the only character in a Russian sci-fi film from the 70s. Instead of a mattress, moss grows atop my bunk. When I lie on it, its green whispers the name of ships that have vanished on this same course. Hotspur, Red Star, Windhover, Kintsugi. When the director says cut, an assistant brings the man in the moss suit a ginger ale. At craft services, the Russian dressing is just called dressing. I asked the script supervisor how long it takes to learn Russian, but she turns out to be a cloud. Sorry, she says, I only speak cloud. Each word languidly becomes the next, the way a cloud changes from a fish to a tree, to a bird to a door. The sentence takes her over an hour to speak. I don't remember anything from my semester of clouds, so I just smile and nod. When the shoot finally wraps, the ship is empty again. I anchor above a drive-in to watch myself on screen, but the film is punishingly dull and I fall asleep 15 minutes in. I wake up as the credits are rolling. The drive-in is empty. I brush the crumbs from my shirt and double-check my charts. When we lift off, I remember how to say airship in cloud. I say it softly to myself. By the time I finish, I'm miles away. So this poem is like, a lot of poems you see like a staggering, like a jump every line and it doesn't quite reach. This is a prose poem, so it's just one big block of text. It's just really interesting. It feels very... It's so interesting to be like, oh, we're in a sci-fi world, but we're making a sci-fi movie. And that sci-fi movie includes all of the things that are in our sci-fi world. So is it really a sci-fi movie? Because science is about the speculative, like, the scientific speculation. And the idea of clouds having their own language that takes forever to say, and, like, all these ships, and, like, just, like, there's so much whimsy in this. It feels very much like, I remember reading it through the first couple of times and being like, oh, maybe what he's experiencing is a dream, and, like, the whole thing of it is that he is seeing himself in himself, and it's sort of like a, what's it called when a dream is, like, you're hyper-aware in a dream, like a lucid dreaming. But then I was reading through and I'm like, oh, it's just this really interesting, like, thing of Russian and cloud and, like, the languages we don't know, and everything becomes warbled in our heads, and is our future going to be one where we don't understand each other? Like, we don't understand each other now because there are so many different languages, which is not a flaw, it's just a, you know, great part of human culture. But, like, this aspect of there will be more languages we have to learn and know to be able to communicate with the world around us, in a future far off, and just, like, standing on this set, and he, like, surely understands the script supervisor a little bit, because she says sorry to him, and he, like, he says that he spent a little bit of time learning cloud, and she doesn't know Russian, but she maybe knows a little bit of whatever the language is that he's speaking, which isn't Russian, and it isn't cloud. So, like, it's just really interesting, this whole thing of, like, a future where there is so many more people to communicate with. And just, it's interesting in a way. I don't have the full vocabulary to describe. I'm not sure anyone does, but it's just, I like it. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our podcast. Thank you guys for coming into the tavern today. I really appreciate it. Next week we are doing comedy. I can't vouch for the poems being funny, but I think they will be about comedy. I'm going to start, like, just Googling the number of the episode and then picking a theme around that. So, like, the next one's comedy because there's a movie called Comedy 43 or something along those lines. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but just, like, instead of spinning a wheel like I was doing before or, like, doing chains of association, I think this could be a good way to sort of, like, pick topics. Yeah. So, anyway, I will see you then. Bye!